man, he sent his resignation in as a ballerina at fullback church. So the consequence was, they called a meeting, he put in writing his resignation as a ringer. They called a meeting of the church wardens and sidesmen and the parochial church council to study this resignation of this said man. Colonel Payne was chairman of the meeting. He was a sort of Colonel Payne. He'll be all right. He was chairman of the meeting. And one of these three, me, and two more there was, one of the three of us was a member of the choir as well. So they come to the conclusion of the meeting, we wasn't represented only with the captain, the culprits. We was those three culprits, as I always said, we should have been there to spoke for ourselves. Well, the captain, he was in favour of going to ring, and he said but very little. He didn't say so much as I should have said if I'd have been there, in any case. But however, they come to the conclusion that we should finish with this. I have the letter now, and this was in 1909, that's when it was. And they come to the conclusion they'll finish with those three, and the parson, because one of those three was a choir member, the parson pleaded for him to be kept on. Colonel Payne in the chair, which I held with him, he said, no. He said, if you dispense with one, he says, dispense with the three. I agreed with that, but I always said that we was convicted in our absence. We should have been there to have spoke for ourselves, given them our own opinion about the affair and how we was paid and been paid well enough and all the rest of it. But however we want. So the consequence was, we're finished. And I'm the only one out of the three today that's living. Out of them three that got the sack. And